All right, all right. Welcome to the Guru Mojo podcast number 5, where it is a labor of love for me to serve up tasty morsels of knowledge and wisdom that I have found to be truly helpful to me as I saunter my way off the beaten path of life and strive to become a more complete, more loving, and more compassionate person. Wait, should I have called it an amuse-bouche of wisdom? I don't know. No, you should not call it that. All right, wow. You know what? Speaking of food, today, trending on Twitter is the hashtag, change a letter, ruin a food. I love this so much. This is so right up my alley. Just indulge me for a second. I came up with mancakes. Yum. All right, here's a few more that I thought were good. Feet loaf. Boy milk, as in soy milk. Ugh. Porn on the cob. No, thank you. Sticky nuns. Chicken poodle soup. Cheese turds. Looks like I'm not eating cheese for a while. Sloppy hoes. Chicken McNugents. That was a gift of Ted Nugent. That was really great. Milf shake. Liceroni. Crap cake. Hater tots. I'd like an order of crap cakes with a side of hater tots, please. No. Goat meal cookies. Chicken genders. French fries. And I think my favorite one, honey bunches of cats. Yes. If you come up with a one or two good ones, hit me up on Twitter at Guru Mojo Me. I can literally not get enough of this. Bill Pickles. Okay, stop. All right, now, before we dive right in, let's do a quick spot of business. This episode of Guru Mojo Podcast is brought to you by the good people over at Nature. I highly recommend Nature to everyone. And you know that I won't have a sponsor on the podcast unless I actually use their product or service. And I have been a huge fan of Nature for years. So take it from me. Just go outside and breathe it in. Try taking off your shoes and letting your feet actually touch the earth. Feel the ground. Be the ground. Remember who you are. And don't forget to use the promo code GURUMOJO at checkout to receive full access. Namaste. All right, now back to the show. I've got another great podcast moment I'd like to share with you. It's from the Duncan Trussell Family Hour podcast from May the 10th, 2018, titled Meditation Class with David Nickturn. Now, if you haven't checked out the Duncan Trussell Family Hour, let me tell you, it is currently my favorite podcast. Duncan is a comedian who is also really knowledgeable and passionate about spirituality. He is also vulgar and irreverent times 100 million. Listeners beware. And he has a really big heart and he cares deeply about humanity. It's a great, great podcast. I would describe the podcast as a twisted, psychedelic trip that makes you laugh, makes you think, and touches your heart. And somehow you walk away better off having spent the time to listen. On this podcast, Duncan interviews David Nickturn. Reading from the show notes now, if you're interested in learning the basics of meditation, then this DTFH is for you. David Nickturn is a senior meditation teacher in the Shambhala Buddhist lineage of Chogyam Trungpa Rinpoche and Sakyong Mipham Rinpoche. He's also my friend and was kind enough to sit down with me and allow me to record a semi-formal meditation training. Now, from the podcast, Duncan says, let's start with what people think meditation is. And David says that meditation means a lot of things. It can cover a wide range of activities. It's basically working with your mind and body to achieve a particular result. It could be prayer. It could be mantras. It could be visualizing things. It could be running or swimming. Some people would say it's blanking out your mind. So there's many variations. David goes on to say, the first thing that might be helpful is to get an umbrella word. The word in Tibetan is gom, G-O-M, gom. Just means to familiarize yourself with something. Therefore, meditation is always going on at some level. Your mind is tuning into some television show. Your mind is reading a book. Your mind is looking at your girlfriend and trying to figure out how many freckles she has on her face. You know, your mind is the part that's trying to figure out how many freckles she had as a child. Your mind is leaping forward in the time domain to think about where you have to be later today. Your mind is regressing back in the past time domain to think of, oh, I wish I had done that. So that mind, that very mind that is creating some kind of object-subject relationship, is just tuning in to a particular aspect of the experience and becoming familiar with it. That's the biggest definition of meditation. And Duncan is like, wow, wow, that is so cool. That is so different than what I've thought and what people think, which is that it's this strenuous, active pushing down of thought frequencies to achieve some kind of like complete state of glorious, blissful, joyful happiness as birds are landing on your shoulder, auric fields are glowing. You know, if you look at the TV version, the mythical version of it, it isn't something so simple as that. We're just getting familiar here with what's going on. And David says, some people would consider what you're talking about meditation, and that's fine. I would compare it to a football game. It's the fourth down and you're punting, basically because you have no idea how your mind works. You just have a wish that it was something somehow different than it is, more pleasurable than it is. So you're not so much in contact with the ball, with the fact that you have a bunch of downs and you could be moving the ball forward. You're just punting. And Duncan's like, I got you. You can't use sport analogies with me anymore, David. It's not going to work. I barely watch sports. But does it make sense? Yeah, it does make sense. Check out that full episode for more of the same. And while I'm not one for sports analogies myself, I do get it. I've been there. I spent a long time trying to push down my thoughts, and it is strenuous. I would keep pushing down thoughts like a mental game of whack-a-mole, and they just keep popping up, and I just keep whacking them down. And sometimes the mind would settle a bit, and there'd be some progress. But if I was paying close enough attention, I'd notice that every time I knocked one down, which is like one thought every second, there was this smaller but clear other voice congratulating me for squashing that thought. A little attaboy. You did it. Way to go. You're so good at this. And in those quiet times, I would literally interact with the quieter voice and it would become a dialogue. Wow, wow, no thoughts are popping up. It's so quiet in here. Yeah, this meditation thing really works, huh? Wait a minute. I'm thinking about not thinking. This is still thinking. Back to the old drawing board, I guess. It turns out that you don't have to squash the thoughts. It's actually impossible. The idea is to simply observe them and not become attached to the thoughts. It's not really easier, per se. I still get tangled up in them, but it takes a lot less mental energy to simply observe thoughts instead of actively stomping them out. What happens is that when you observe your thoughts without engaging them, they simply dissolve because they have no power. They do not inherently exist. The Dalai Lama talks about this lack of inherent existence in much more depth in his book, How to Practice, which I highly recommend. But just remember to relax and just watch the thoughts as they arise. Notice how they fizzle out when they don't get that boost of power from your engaging with them. But still be aware when you start to congratulate yourself for not grasping a particular thought. Just observe that thought in the same way and let it go. Poof. All right. I'd like to close with a quote from Jack Kornfield, the amazing meditation teacher and author. Jack says, "If your compassion does not include yourself, it is incomplete." So true. So true. Thank you so much for spending your time with me. I know it is precious. Namaste. Hey guys, before you go, I just wanted to let you know that a great way to support the podcast is to head over to patreon.com/gurumojo. As a patron of this podcast, for as little as $2 a month, you will gain early access to episodes, and there's also guided meditations that are not available anywhere else. There are also other bonus goodies to be had. I will be infinitely grateful if you sign up to support the podcast on patreon.com/gurumojo. And thank you so much to my current patrons. I love you so much. Also, follow me on Twitter and Instagram at GuruMojoMe and on Facebook as GuruMojo. Thanks again for listening. Until next time, namaste. That's what I'm talking about. Well, if you're not out of the home, you're right.